Yes.
Just touch Jesus. I don't need a touch from nobody else. It's your time for your miracle. So don't you be discouraged. Don't you be you've not been denied. No, no, no. It's only been delayed. It seems it may not be your turn in life. But don't you get discouraged. Just stay in the line. For it's your
one more time.
I can see the woman as she began.
those hands and pull down what you need right now. Pull down what you need by faith.
It is time for your miracle. And if you don't believe in miracles, you're going to believe. You're going to believe. You're going to believe. You know how things, how God changes things, right? So I was going one direction. Pastor Betty said, oh, I done changed it. So what I have now, it's all changed. So we, you know what? I'm just going to say who I'm is. That's what I'm going to do. Today is August the 6th. First Sunday in August, Communion Day with Pastor Betty Bennett from the Harvest World Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And she's going to come to us today with what's on her lips. And I'm your hostess for today, Miss Inez, you know, fashion designer of Inez Delco Designs. And I'm broadcasting to you worldwide. I'm going to have you guys take your money up early so that you can get it out when it's we call offering time. So if you want to sow a seed to Let's Do a Radio, you can to $ANAISCVALCOUR or the Venmo at NZ-INEZ. And you know what today is? It's Communion Day. So please don't forget to have your sacraments ready for your communion, such as water, wine, juice, crackers, bread, or whatever you want to consider for your sacrament. And please call in 845-241-9985. Again, that number is 845-241-9985. If you want prayer or you just want to listen online and be a part of the on-air congregation. And you can listen to all episodes on demand by going to blogtalkradio.com under Let's Do a Radio. Once the show has aired, to listen to it, send to friends, repeat. Listen again and send a friend and do what you want to do so you can get your most enjoyment out of all the episodes that are on Let's Do a Radio. So right now, I want you to put your hands together for yourself and for the speaker of the hour by giving Harvest World Ministries International Pulpit Ministers, Apostle Chris and Pastor Betty Bennett, and as well as all the other ministers who have called in and who help us on our days, a warm and spiritual, heartfelt welcome. So please put your hands together and let's clap. Amen.
Good evening and thank and praise God. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I thank and praise God for this day. Thank him for waking me this morning, waking up this morning. And I would like to greet everyone that's on the line, everyone that's going to be on the line. And we praise and we worship God. Pastor Betty is going to preach this afternoon for the second time. And
amen.
All right. Amen. How you doing, Brother Ron?
Hey, Apostle, how are you?
Our scripture reading is coming from Psalms 73. Amen. Psalm 73. You gotta say amen. It's not Pastor, wait a minute.
We're not that quick, Pastor. Psalm 73.
Psalm 73.
And I'm Amen. And I'm online and it even didn't go that fast.
I heard that.
Amen.
All right. It says, truly God is good, Israel. Even to such as are of the clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps have well now slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. But there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them about as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly. Concerning oppression, they speak lawfully. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and water of a full cup are wrung out to them. And they say, how do God know it? And is their knowledge in the Most High? Behold, those men are the ungodly who prosper in this world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleaned my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak, thus behold, I should offend against the generations of thy children. When I thought to know this, I was too painful. It was too painful for me until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I therein. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou canst them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terror. We'll go to 20. And as a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awaketh, thou shalt despise their image. I read Psalm 73, verses 1 through 20. Amen.
You will have a prayer by Reverend Carolyn Williams.
Amen. Hallelujah. Most gracious and merciful, loving, kind, just, faithful God you are. We invoke your presence, hallelujah, here on this prayer line, this church line today, God, that you would move, that you would speak, that you would do what you want to do, because we, oh God, are your people. Hallelujah. We say, come on in, Father, hallelujah. Manifest yourself. Let the word that come from Pastor Teddy, hallelujah. Anoint that word all the more, hallelujah. The vessel all the more, hallelujah. Empower her all the more, Lord God, that she would proclaim your truth, that it will convict, that it will reprove, hallelujah, that it will correct, that it will do what you said it would be. You sent the word to save us, hallelujah, to heal us, to deliver us, to strengthen us, hallelujah, to give us your joy and your peace, oh God. So I pray, God, right now that the God of hope, hallelujah, which we know who you are, glory to God, you're the God of hope, that you will fill us, hallelujah, with your love and your joy and your peace, hallelujah, your forgiveness, everything that's of you, God. Fill us here tonight, hallelujah, and let it run over, God. Hallelujah, let it be fulfilled in us, overflow, glory to God, overflow, hallelujah, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we'll give you the honor, we'll give you the glory, and we'll give you the praise. Now have your way tonight on every song, every word that is spoken. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it pierce the ears. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let it pierce the ears of the listeners that we never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Even though the sermon may have changed, God has never changed. And so the song is All Things Are Possible, featuring Kim Burrell.
Hey, Kim, check your mic.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Are we good?
Yeah, I can hear myself pretty good.
Perfect.
Listen, everything that we believe God can do, He's more than capable.
He is.
You ought to tell somebody God is is about to blow our minds.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, Brian, this is gonna be a good one.
I can feel it.
I'm ready to sing now.
Let's go.
Come on, put those hands together. Oh yeah, let's have some church. Everything we've needed has always been in the hands of God. It's time to speak it into existence. Tell somebody close to you, I'm going to believe all things are possible. Come on, I believe.
all things are possible. Unless you have God on your side, all things are possible. Everything under the sun is possible. There are no impossibilities. But today, we have a joint venture with Pastor Betty and Apostle Chris, where I guess you see one, there's the other. They're like joined at the hip because, you know, when they come on, you know, they tag team. So that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. So as we know, most of us know who are on the line know about Pastor Betty and Apostle Chris. But for those of you who don't, they were called into the ministry in 1992 under the leadership of Bishop L.A. Lindsay from Full Gospel Fellowship, and has served in the office of assistant pastors for over a decade. It's probably been longer than that now, but that's what we're saying is a decade, because by the way that they both speak, it seems like they've been since childbirth. They came out the womb speaking about God, but you know how that goes. But in 2012, they founded the Harvest Fellowship Worship Center, now known as the Harvest World Ministries International, which on the third Saturdays in Little Rock, Arkansas, they feed the hungry, and they feed the hungry, if you know what I mean. They feed their souls, and then they feed their minds and their bodies as well. So they are endeavoring to do the will of the Father, that's the kingdom works domestically and internationally, so not just here in the States, but abroad as well. So they are doing the Lord's work, because that is what we're supposed to be doing, the work of the Lord, so that God can get glorified. So they are on a mission to serve the world. So after this next selection called Impossible by a Pastor Mike Jr. featuring James Fortune, you will be graced with the voice of Pastor Betty Bennett. So I want you to get your amens and everything else out after this song, and we'll give her a round of applause so that you can welcome her, and she will be ready, because I think she is ready. I know she's ready. I know she's ready. So, Impossible by Pastor Mike featuring James Orchard.
You did the impossible. Questions, but I
still know you're able. This situation is testing my faith.
Who would come and
save me?
My family's leaning on me.
I've had to be strong for everybody else.
But I pray, can you please help me?
Say, do it yourself. For me, he blocked it in the middle of. He paid. I live long enough to know that your testimony will be that.
He did the impossible. Impossible.
I'm here to testify that you did.
Is it? Amen. Pastor Betty, hopefully you're not on mute. Pastor Betty? Pastor Betty? Amen. Apostle Chris, is Pastor Betty around?
Amen. I am on mute. That's crazy. Praise God. Amen. I was really just
Amen.
Talking, and I'm going, no one saying anything. That's all right. Glory, glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
In the highest, I was just saying that this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am so honored and so privileged, amen, just to be in the company of my astute, amen, associates and the gospel ambassadors for the kingdom of God. I am so appreciative of you all, amen, for being on the call on tonight. I thank God for us being gathered together. Amen.
Yes.
We may not be in the same location, but we are in the same spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
So, amen,
yes.
I give God all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise on tonight as we prepare for the word of God. Amen. I would that you would bow your heads with me for a moment of prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Eternal God, we come to you on tonight. We come thanking you. We come praising you, glorifying you, edifying you, extolling you, exalting you for the awesome and the mighty and the magnificent God that you are. We thank you on tonight, Lord God, for our health. We thank you for life. We thank you for our strength. We thank you, Lord, because we realize without you, there's no us. For it is in you that we live, we breathe, and we have our very being. For that reason,
yes,
Lord God,
yes.
You're obedient to your word that says, let everything that had breath praise
yes.
you, the Lord. We praise
yes.
you on tonight, Lord God, with the fruit
yes.
of our lips. Amen. We praise you, God, from the heart. Amen. From our soul and from our spirit, we say thank you for all of your goodness
you.
And kindness, your mercy towards us, Lord God. Thank
yes,
you for holding
yes.
back judgment and showing forth mercy. You are a loving
yes.
God. You are merciful. You are a mighty God. And we praise you for it on tonight. No other God like you. No other God
yes,
like
yes,
unto
yes.
you. No imitation.
Yes.
No substitution. You are the one and only true and living God. We
Amen.
Look to you, the
Amen.
Author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. Knowing that you are the creator, the maker of all things, and by you was all things made. As we come tonight, Lord, I ask, Father God, that you allow me to completely decrease. Take Betty away. Amen. Let me be consumed by the power of your Holy Spirit as a consuming
yes, yes.
fire, Lord God. Go before me. Burn out all dross. Speak to me, speak for me, speak through me. I ask you right now, Lord God, to soften and subdue every heart, amen, that they may hear and receive the word of God. That you will remove the scales
yes.
from all
yes.
eyes for anybody listening to this message, Lord God, and that their eyes will be awakened, their ears will be attentive to your word, Lord God. We thank you, we praise you. And it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray and we receive it. And we say amen and so
amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for all things. Amen. Seems like I heard someone else talking. Amen. Hopefully there's someone else that has joined us on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's all right. I forget oftentimes to send the line out, but I'm always communicating to people that this happens every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Amen. And many say, you know, forward me the line, I have, and they don't call in. So when God gets ready, and when God gets ready. But there are some out there in the listening audience. They may never call in, but they may access this via the internet or listen to it at a different time. And so we must continue, you all, in the work and in the will of the Father. We must continue to get the gospel out any platform that we can, because we are living in some terrible, terrible times. Amen.
Yes.
If I spoke on this morning, and I'm going to get to the message in a second, we are living in troublesome times. And, it just seems like trouble just keeps on happening. But let me tell you, even though trouble just keeps on happening, God just keeps on showing out. Amen. Amen. I was listening to the news on tonight. Amen. And a young man, a son, had been out to sea, and he went out to fish in Florida, I believe. And something happened with his boat. He got caught in a current, and it swept him away. And lo and behold, he was out there for 38 long hours in a fishing boat. No one could find him. The Coast Guard could not locate him. The boat had capsized many times. But when they went out that last hour, how many know when he went out that last hour, that man had floated up to the boat. The boat had turned back over. He wasn't moving. Only a portion of the boat was able to be viewable to the naked eyes. And they spotted him. They got to him. And one thing that really stirred my spirit was the parents of that son that said there must be a God. See, that's what I'm talking about. When people began to realize who God is, as he began to manifest himself, as people began to realize, I was going to preach on tonight the God of all possibilities. That was an impossible situation. That man was eaten by, I'm just being honest, he should have been eaten by sharks. Amen.
Yeah.
He should have been ravaged by whatever creatures are in the sea. There's no telling what happened to him. You know what? He's in good health. He's in good strength. And his parents, did not believe in God, is now saying there must be a God. How many know that that's something that we're going to hear more of in the coming days? And because there must be a God, there must be us to get the word out that there is a God, they go through a troublesome experience like they had.
Very
traumatic for them to realize that God is God. Hallelujah. I was thanking and praising God and jumping up and down.
Amen.
Because I don't know about you all, but I don't want water crying out for me. I don't want rocks crying out for me.
No,
I don't want trees crying out for me.
No,
I want to cry out for myself.
There is
a true and a living God that we serve and is able to do the impossible. Just when you think it's all over, he steps in. When I thought about, and I still ain't got to the sermon, y'all, but I'm just all stirred up. When I thought about it, he was out there 38 hours. I thought about the 38 years that the man was around the pool. Jesus walked up on him and said, "Will thou be made whole?" Glory to God. I'm thinking about the God who brought him by the water. He said, I'm good, but I don't have nobody to put me in. Every time that the angel comes and stirs the water, he says, somebody jumped in before me.
He didn't know that
God was standing, the healer was standing right in front of him, asking him, "But will thou be made whole?" Man, you've been in this situation for 38 years.
38. 38.
made whole. 38, y'all. I just don't know what God is up to. Mm-hmm. God is up to something big.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Watch what I tell you.
Yeah.
God is up to something big. So I'm coming with that sermon. It may be next month, but God's got to work his way up to it. Amen. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
I'm trying to get y'all different from me. He is the God of all possibilities. And it's coming.
Yes,
it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. But tonight, amen, we're going to talk about, as the Lord has given to me, we're going to talk about, or I'm going to talk about, and the Holy Spirit's going to minister through me. We're going to talk about a troubling situation. A troubling situation. And if I have to use a subtopic, it would be a grave mistake. A grave mistake. So let's go real quickly to Mark, the 10th chapter.
Yeah.
Our 10th chapter. And let's start with that. Let's start reading with that 17th verse. Amen. Mark 10 and 17. Amen. I thank God for those who have the phone. Amen. You able to go there real quick. Amen. Praise God. And in this particular passage of scripture that we're about to read, we find out that Jesus, the Son of the Living God, God himself, amen, and we know that it was God himself because the Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was made manifest and came and dwelt among us, all right? See, that's why I'm waiting on God of all possibilities. Got to be ready. We got to set the stage for that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so Jesus is speaking to the having an encounter with a rich young man. He had just finished talking and teaching the people and the disciples. They talked all about divorce, and they talked all about putting away of a wife. They talked about committing adultery. They were just talking about everything, trying to glean every little piece of knowledge they could. You know, how should this situation, how should that situation be handled? And something moved a young man. It was something said. It was something he demonstrated. It was something that he felt. It was something that touched him to where, in verse 17, it says, and when he was gone forth, and this is Jesus, when Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?
Come on.
Verse 18 says, and Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. Thou knowest the commandment, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie, do not bear false witness, defraud not, and honor thy mother, thy father, and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth.
Okay.
Jesus said, then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him. See, wait a minute. Look, can we go back for a second? And he answered, and Jesus, beholding him, loved him. In other words, he locked eyes with him. Y'all have heard this before about the locking of the eyes at the gate called Beautiful.
Okay.
Where the beggar was set to beg for alms. And Peter and Paul going into the temple to pray at the ninth hour, and he told him to look on up. There was a fasting and a locking of the eyes. Then Jesus, beholding him, locked eyes with him, loved him through his soul. Somebody know that the eyes are ear gates to the soul.
Yep.
He loved him to the soul. And he said to him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Verse 22. And he was sad at that thing. And he went away grieved, for he had great possession.
Yes.
Verse 23 says, and Jesus looked round about, and he said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, children, you see I'm seeing this right. I'll have good lighting in here. Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? So tonight I want to talk about, for just a moment, as I stated earlier, a troubling situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
A grave mistake.
A
grave mistake. See, we know that this man had experienced the wonder working power of God.
Okay.
Everybody that was all around him, the multitude that thronged him, they had seen and witnessed miracles, signs and wonders that they had never ever seen before. And while the Pharisees and the Sadducees continually sought to trip him up, Jesus, that is, the multitude yet believed on him and the miracle that he was able to perform. But in these particular scriptures, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which are so much alike that they're known as the Synoptic Gospels, the same thing happening but just told in a different way. These particular Gospels house a lot of the miracles, signs, and wonders that Jesus performed while walking the earth in the 3 years that he was into his ministry. He healed the sick. He cast out demons. He fed the hungry. He raised the dead. He's a wonder-working God. But how tragic it was for this young man to come in contact with someone as awesome, as powerful, as magnificent, as loving and as kind and compassionate as Jesus Christ was, and turned and went. That's troubling to me. I don't know about anybody else. It's probably when people come in contact with Jesus and leave worse off than they were before. It's troubling to me that everybody that really came in contact with him received what they came for, except this particular young man. It troubles me. Why was he willing to hold on to possession when he asked for eternal life? What did the possession have to do with it?
Well,
and I ask, why was his possession so great that he was willing to sacrifice his life for them? We know that in this time, as it was in the time of the Bible, you have individuals that feel that they have such great possessions that they don't need God.
Well, but
they've got a lot of money in the bank. They've got a great job. They've got a big house. They've got a great wife, beautiful children. That's all they need. What do they need with God? And so I understand why the Lord is saying that it's harder for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God than a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Now, you know the eye of a needle is not the... not a needle, a thread needle. Amen. You know, it is a gate to a city, and the camels were loaded down, amen, and they had to unpack them for them to bend down far enough to get that hump through the entrance of the city.
That's right.
So it's harder for a rich man to enter in. Then we got a problem, because they need to be willing to let go of their possessions. They need to be willing to let go of their baggage. They need to understand that the things that they have are temporal, and they too are going to pass away. They need to understand that what they have, I don't care how great they think it is, it could be gone tomorrow. It could be gone. Or you could be gone, and it's not going with you. So why would you not pursue eternal life at the cost of everything you have? Why would you not say it all down for the sake of eternal life?
Come on.
So I'm disturbed by this young man that went away sorrowful. He ran to Jesus, didn't he? He called him good master. He got on his knees and he said, "What must I do?" He humbled himself in the presence of an almighty Lord. And he got on his knees and he said, "Good master, what must I do? That I may inherit eternal life." After all, he knew how to humble himself. He knew the commandments. He kept them from his youth up. So he wasn't unlearned. He was learned in all his ways. And apparently he was well trained, because he was obedient in the word. At what point did things go awry? At what point did an amazing, beautiful situation turn into a terrible situation? At what point? When it came down to possession versus an almighty God.
Come on.
That should never be our situation. Because those who don't inherit eternal life are damned to hell. That's why I chose the subtopic, a grave experience. A grave mistake. After all, he was standing in front of the one who could restore everything that he had given up, everything he had sold. The one who said, "No man, having left any houses, land, or lost anything for my sake, would not receive a double fold in the life to come." So that in itself troubles me. Are we dealing with that situation today? Do we have people that are saying, "I would give my life to Jesus, but it may cost me something. It may cost me some money that I gotta sow a seed here, and I gotta pay some tithes and offerings there, or I got to give this, or I got to help buy that, or I got for sake of them thinking that they're putting money in the pocket of pastors and making them rich. They'd rather sit it home and keep it all, and spend it all for themselves. Is it that your clothes are so expensive that they're only expensive enough to wear to executive meetings Monday through Friday?
Come on.
And they're too great to wear to church on Sunday because, after all, nobody else wears a $400 or $600 suit but you. And that's Monday through Friday. We have got to get ourselves together, and we've got to understand that no price is too much of a price to pay for eternal life. There is a hereinafter, and many don't believe that. Number one, they don't believe in God. They don't believe that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. They don't believe that he is, period. So many don't believe, and those that believe don't want to give up what they got for his sake. They don't want to give it up. It's not worth it. When he said cast everything, surrender everything, that's where we lose a lot of people. Surrender all you have on the altar. Give it all, we tell them, give it all to Jesus.
Give it all.
Your house, your car, your bedroom, give it all up. We lose them at that point. But none of that, I think I heard Brother Run say this, none of that can follow you out of here. None of it. I'm reminded of the story of the other rich man, a man who ate well, very well. Had big feet at his table. But he had a guest at his house, and his guest was poor. And the guest would get on his nerves so much, and he would worry him so much because he would just hang around the table. And he was called the beggar. Y'all know who I'm talking about now. He said, if I could just have the crumbs that fall from your table, I would be all right. The Bible says that he was called Lazarus the beggar. And that it says that the rich man died. And it said in hell he lifted up his eyes. Your riches will get you in hell. If you realize, if you don't realize that everything you have is owned by God anyway. The Bible says if the rich man died and in hell he lifted up his eyes. Again, a terrible situation. He was rich. He had everything, all the fine things of life. But he died. And in hell he lifted up his eyes. But the Bible says the beggar also died, but the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. Y'all know what I'm talking about now. He said that the rich man was in hell, and he was crying out from the pit of hell. And he would have acknowledged then that Abraham was a father. He said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus, the one I wouldn't give a crumb for my table. Send Lazarus, the one I sick my dogs on. Send Lazarus, the poor beggar. Send him to warn my brothers to not to come to this place. The Lord said, I can't. There's a big gulf between heaven and hell. A father Abraham's bosom in hell. He said, well, tell Lazarus to go tell, let me get it right now. Somebody need to help me. Tell Lazarus
Tell my brother not to come to this
place. Oh, I already did that. Amen. Not to come to this place. But he said that he may dip his finger in water and cool his tongue because he was in torment in that place. See, when you have great possessions like that, generally the person is really in torment and they're looking for a way out. They're looking for peace. They're looking for joy. What is the terrible situation about having so much? Is because you were troubled in your spirit trying to hold on to it when God said, just go sell it. Distribute it among the poor, and you shall have eternal life.
Not one word in the word.
It's a terrible, terrible situation. As I think about how bad the situation can get, and I read on over in the Gospels, I read up on another story, another parable, as Jesus called it. And all of us know what a parable is, right? It's a heavenly story, earthly story with a heavenly meaning. See, Jesus had so much that he wanted to share with his disciples. He had so much he wanted to tell them. Even when he sent them off to get meat and they asked him, what about you? He said, I got meat you know not of. He said, I got many things I want to share with you, but you can't comprehend them right now. You can't receive them. You're not ready. Your mind is not ready to comprehend the things that I want to tell you. But I want to tell you so much. Jesus is saying that to us today. I want to share so many things with you. I want to tell you so many things. But I need you to be ready to receive. Because he could unravel some things that could blow our minds. And either propel us to the next level, to the next dimension, or have us walking around staring up in the sky because if we're not ready for them, amen.
Come on.
If we're not ready for them, and I believe all those that are on the line, I know you're ready, but I don't know about the ones and the ones who are going to be calling in. Amen. We have to be mindful of them as well. So the message, and look, so we're going there. We're going there because we're going to deal with the supernatural. Don't worry about it.
Come on.
But when you deal with the supernatural, you're going to have to be ready for the supernatural work. Amen. So tonight we're dealing with, those who decide that they're going to turn away from God, or turn away from God. God almost had me use as a topic, Brother Rod. Don't turn away from God. Praise God.
Go right ahead.
Brother Rod got that copyrighted, and I can't use that. Praise God.
Amen.
But those who are turning away from Jesus, we need to not turn away from him, but we need to be running to him.
Because
he is the only one that can give us eternal life. The Bible says that it is in him that we live, it is in him that we breathe, it is in him that we have our being. It says there's no way to God except through him. It says he is the life and the life. We must come through at the door. He's the door. He is the way to God. Turn away from him. There's no way that we can enter into the kingdom of God. There's just no way. You can't go around him. You can't go under him. You can't go beside him. You must come in at the door.
At the door.
You got to come the right way. There's no place for your riches. There's no place for your wealth. This next son that I want to talk about tonight, he realized that there was no other way. He tried it, and it didn't work. And it's a tale of a certain man who had two sons. One son decided I've been in my Father's house too long. I've done everything that my Father wanted me to do. I've been obedient.
Get out.
I just want to go out and do my own thing and experience my own life, and I want to do it my way. I want to make my own mistakes. I want to make my own rules. I don't want to be told what to do. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to go to my Father, and I am going to tell him, give me my inheritance right now. And
now.
I'm going to leave this place. I don't want to wait until he dies. I don't want to wait until the wheel is red. I want my inheritance now. And I want to go through my own thing, my own way. And the Bible says that the Father didn't argue with him. But he gave him just what he asked for.
Gave it to him.
Uh-huh.
And say, left the place of abode. And he traveled down the road. And after he got where he was going, he began to live a lavish life. And he began to have parties and throw parties and live any kind of way. You know what? He partied until he was partied out. I would say, you know what? If Prince was still here, he partied like it was 1999. Oh, he had a great time. He had friends galore, I'm sure, from all over the world. And they loved him. I'm sure they did. Because he was full of money and possessions and material things. But one day, he found himself broke, busted, and disgusted. One day, everything he had was gone. So was his friend. So was his companion. So it was with all his possessions and his goods. Everything was gone.
And nobody
he said, oh, I got to find a job now, and I'm paraphrasing. He said, but I got to go find a job now, and I got to go to work, and I got to earn money. And he went to work, and nothing paid worthwhile. And he left that job, and he went to another, and nothing paid worthwhile. He kept going on down the road, and he found a farmer. And he said he became a hireling to the farmer. And the farmer's job was to work in the pig trough and feed the pigs. And he did that for a while, but it wasn't enough money to feed him, to sustain him. And the Bible says he got hungry. And it says he began to partake of what the pigs were eating, the flock that the pig was eating. But wait a minute. Somewhere along the way, and spending everything he had and eating that flock, he came to himself. And he said, I'm going back to my Father's house. He said, I'm not worthy. How many think they're not worthy? That's what they're going to say. I'm not worthy to be called a son. And I'm just going to tell them, just make me a hireling. For I remember that he got a lot of hired servants in his house. But the Bible says that the Father saw him coming away off. Can I tell y'all that the certain man has no name in the Bible because that man represents the Father and Jehovah God. Not only did he see him coming from a way off, but he saw him when he partied. He saw him when he was in the pig slough. He saw him when he decided to come to himself. He never left him. He saw everything that happened.
Everything.
He is omnipresent. The God we serve is omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time.
He knows everything.
His eyes see and behold the good and the bad. That's the kind of God we serve. He's everywhere at the same
everywhere.
Time.
That's right.
All powerful, all knowing, and all present.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So when the father saw him coming afar off,
yeah,
it's because he knew he had was at his wit's end.
Mm-hmm.
And he was coming back. But did the father treat him any differently? No. He told him, he said, tell my hired servant to go,
yeah,
in the,
mm-hmm,
house and to get the best,
mm-hmm,
robe. He said, mm-hmm, tell them to find the finest ring they can find. Go out and kill,
yeah,
the fattest calf that you got. He said, today we're going to celebrate because my son,
mm-hmm,
who was lost,
lost,
has been found. And he is coming back home. God,
yeah,
the Father wants to pull us back home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He,
yes,
sees what is happening. His heart,
yeah,
ached when his son left, but he knew he was coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus' heart ached because he beheld him. And the Bible says,
mm-hmm,
the minute he beheld him, he loved him.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
It hurt Jesus when he decided that I'd rather have silver and gold and riches,
mm-hmm,
than to have eternal life.
Yeah.
Can I tell y'all, there's no value in any of the material things that you have.
Hmm.
Your value is in serving a true and a living God who owns,
mm-hmm,
all things, including what you have.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right.
He made what you have. He made,
mm-hmm,
you. What you,
mm-hmm,
are is because of him. What you do is because of him.
It's
what you got,
mm-hmm,
is because of him. It's all because,
yes,
of him.
Yes.
Yes.
And because the Lord gives it, the Lord can take it away. As Job,
yes,
blesses you,
mm-hmm,
the name of the
Be
Lord.
Be the name of the Lord.
So some of these, you all, as I read these stories, they're heart-wrenching.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're troublesome.
Yes.
Because the father didn't do anything that I read to cause the son to want to leave.
No, he just wanted to go.
He just wanted to do his own thing.
Yeah.
But the father is so loving and so kind and so forgiving that he accepted him right back, and he put him right back in his same standing. God will accept you and put you back in right standing.
Come on, back.
Mm-mm-mm.
So don't be so quick to turn away from him.
No.
Don't be so quick to do that. As I look at the comparison between these two analogies,
yeah,
I see one that turned away and went back into the world, or went out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
We've got that situation today.
Yeah.
They say I was hurt in the church. They said they wouldn't let me be a deacon. They wouldn't let me minister.
Mm-hmm.
I gave all my money to the church. But when COVID came in and closed the church doors, they hadn't been back since. And they've gone out into the world. Guess what? The Father is still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on
him. Wherever,
amen,
you left him, he's still waiting there with open arms, and his eyes are still upon you. If I'm talking to you, he's still waiting on you to come back.
Waiting on you.
There's no shame in your game. Just come back. Confess that you were wrong. Confess that you sinned, and you walk away from him. And when you walked away, you went out and you fulfilled the lust of the flesh.
Come on.
Repent and be godly sorrowful. And the Lord is a just God to forgive you and to put you back in right thing.
Yeah.
The other son, the other young man,
Yeah.
Need to learn a lesson.
Yeah.
That material possessions don't matter in the kingdom of God. One day, your number will be called. One day, your name will be called. One day, the prophet will sound. One day, you will have to stand before the throne of God. One day.
Yeah.
And you don't want to hear, depart from me, I know you not. You work the up in the What you want to hear word. Is well done, my good and faithful servant.
Faithful.
These are terrible situations, y'all, but they're in the book called the Bible that God gave us. But to see the contrast in one that ran to Jesus and left far. And one that decided that he was going to live in his father's house, which is God, and he left and he turned away and he walked away from him. Both of those are grave situations. They're terrible.
Yes.
And they're
yes.
both grave situations.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by grave situations? Except ye be converted and turn your life around.
Yeah.
And come back to God.
Yeah. Step,
put everything down. Lay it all down.
Lay it down. Mm-hmm.
Everything gone.
Yeah.
Give it all up for Christ. Except ye be converted and realize that everything belongs to God, including yourself.
Yeah.
Amen.
And decide to follow him at all costs.
Yeah.
You're looking at eternal damnation to your soul.
Yeah.
And you might say those are some strong words. But let me tell you, we're living in a time where we're almost having to preach these heaven or hell sermons. You're either going to be damned to hell or you're going to be saved for eternity.
Yeah.
We're about to go back to preaching the soundbox kind of message. I'm telling you. Because it's like the people not hearing corruption. Corruption is everywhere, y'all. Corruption is in the streets. Corruption is in the houses. Corruption is in the schools. Corruption is it's in the church houses. Corruption is in the White House. Yeah.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. It's time for us to get the word out that the only hope you have is in Jesus Christ. I'm glad, I'm grateful that that father lived long enough to see his son in Florida go through that experience and to realize that there is a God.
Yeah.
How many know that that father could have died in his sin? How many know that son could have died in that river and didn't know God?
Yeah.
Y'all, we got to work to do.
Yeah.
We got to work to do. You may say that, well, there's only three or four callers on this line. The Bible says Jesus sent them out, that God sent them out two by two. And what did he tell them?
Yeah.
Don't even take script. Don't take shoes. Don't take nothing with you. He said, enter, knock on their door, and if they invite you in, enter in and sup with them. In other words, while you eating, share the good news of who I am and what I've done for you. Let them know that in accordance with the, Peter's revelation that I am the church. I am the living God. I am the tree of life. I am the river of living water. I am bread when you're hungry. I am water when you're thirsty. I am that I am that I am. I'm all that you need. So if you know that I am all that you need, then what do you need with all these other things? Because if you first seek ye the kingdom of God and its righteousness,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? All.
And all these
things
added unto you.
And when God gives them to you,
that's it.
What's the difference between when you try to go get it in the world yourself?
Mm-hmm.
God bless the rich folks. I ain't got nothing against them. But they better know that there is a God.
Oh, yeah.
And he sits high and he looks low. His eyes are everywhere, beholding the good and the evil. He sees
good
you and he knows who you are. But it doesn't matter whether you're rich or whether you're poor. We all got to face our maker. He is the creator and the maker of us all. He knew us. He formed us in our mother's womb. He knew when we came forth. He knows the number of hairs on our head. He knows every move that we make. He knows the plans, whether we've altered them or not, gone around the back road, the back way. He knows the plan that he has for us.
Yeah.
He knows.
Good and not evil.
And as opposed to running away from him turning away from him, we need to be running to him at whatever cost, just like the rich young ruler. But when we run to him, we need to obtain what we're running for, and that's eternal life. Don't come back without it. Woo! Don't come back without it. You've got to be like Jacob that wrestled with the angel. He said, I'm not going to let you go until you're blessed. Run to Jesus if you know like I know. Now is the time to run to Jesus, because you're going to need some security. You're going to need some assurance, that blessed assurance. You're going to need some faith, a lot of it. You're going to need some joy that surpasses all understanding. You're going to need peace.
Amen.
You're going to need everything that he has to provide.
Everything.
That love that he demonstrated for the rich young ruler, you're going to need that too.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming a time. We're going to need the Lord. Don't let yourself be found in a terrible situation when you come into an encounter with Jesus Christ or one of his ambassadors, and you leave the same way that you can. Likewise, ambassador, don't let somebody leave without telling them about the goodness of God and who Jesus Christ is and what he did to secure their life in eternal glory. Jesus. We're gonna plant the seed. We're gonna allow Apollos to water. We're gonna allow God to give the increase.
Amen.
Let us find ourselves dealing with terrible situations, because they're out here and they're all around us. These situations should have never happened, but Jesus put them in the book, had them written in the book for a reason. Because the time would come when this will happen, and now is that time. And we ain't gonna stand before Jesus saying, "That sure is terrible."
Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it.
No, no, we're not.
No.
We're gonna get out the word as much as we can, as quickly as we can, about who Jesus is. And who God the Father is. And who he is to us. What he's done for us. I don't know about everybody else, but you know what? He saved my soul. He made me whole. He renewed me and refreshed me. He filled me with love. He gave me joy, unspeakable joy.
Yes,
peace that I could never know.
Yes.
And at times when I have troubling experiences like this,
yes,
I can go to him. As it said in Jeremiah, I can call on the Lord and he'll answer my prayer.
Yes, yes he will.
He gave me a renewed relationship with him, a restored mind, a new spirit that he placed on the inside of me, that I could love my brothers and my sisters the way that he loves me. Terrible situation and a grave experience. Now knowing what you know, what do we do about it?
Well, we
Amen. That God has put something through the power of the Holy Spirit on your mind to think about. Because you're going to encounter these. You're going to encounter them. You encounter them every single day. And some will say, I don't want to hear that Jesus stuff. And some will say, tell me more. And some will say when they hear talking to others, there's something different about that person. I felt something when they walked in the room. I felt something when I was in their presence. And they want to know, what is it? Take that opportunity to enter through that door. That's an opportunity to enter in. Take it, y'all. We've got to take it. We don't know what's coming down the pipe tomorrow. No man does. Well, I'm going to say we don't know. But all I can say is the Bible says that he fights not against flesh and blood. There's a lot of things going on in the spirit realm, y'all. Why? Because the government sits on his shoulders. There's a lot of things going on. Principalities in high places. There's a lot of things going on, y'all. We better be praying, and we better be praying the word. We better open our eyes, and we better wake up. What the enemy is trying to do. I heard today that there may be, and I'm not trying to be political, but I heard today that there may be another wave of COVID, and it's the tactic of the enemy to shut the church down again. And you know, when they shut it down, people stop praying. People stop praying. They stop the word. They stop meditating. They stop. But you know what, Sister Inez? This platform is going to be the perfect situation.
Amen. You don't have to have a mask.
We're going to ensure that this does not get shut down.
Amen.
If COVID comes through the phone line, it's a bad boy. But the word
that's a strong
still,
transmission.
But the word
strong
is still, it can still go forth. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. God has given us and an avenue and a platform to get the word out no matter what, unless they cut the radio stations off. But right now, I don't think they're going to do that. I don't know.
No, they're not
going to
do that.
I don't think they are.
No.
And so we are privileged, you all. We are of the privilege. We are of the kingdom, and you all know that.
Yes.
Because we are of the kingdom, we have favor. We have special privileges. And God has given us this special
place.
Chosen us for this special task. We didn't choose him. He chose us to be ambassadors of the world. And until he tells us that assignment is over, we're going to keep fulfilling it as he told us. We all can't travel to every end of the world. Even though he said go ye, he didn't say how. At that time, the Greek line was not written in the Bible, was it? At that time, You know, radio broadcast wasn't written in the Bible. At that time, podcast wasn't written in the Bible. He just said, go.
Amen.
He said, ask him, I will be with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. So I thank God for this opportunity and for this broadcast and for being
Amen.
A part of the family and God using me to help me spread the word that there is a God, number one, and his name is Jehovah God.
Amen.
Almighty.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Many, matter of fact, he got many names and many faces, but I like
yes,
to call him Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And there is a kingdom.
Amen.
And I'm looking
Amen.
Forward to the day.
Yeah.
That
come
kingdom
on,
is gonna come. Huh? Oh, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Whether we want it to or not, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
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 It's coming. Thy kingdom come. Thy will
be
done.
Mm-hmm. Already here. Hallelujah.
On us as it is in heaven.
You.
Oh, it's
coming. Yeah. Yes. It's here.
I want to be ready for it. I want to be ready when it comes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
if I can help anybody along the way to help them get ready for what God has ready for them. Because if they knew what God had, they would want God.
Yeah.
Because when he said, call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you mighty and great things that you have never seen, you have not seen. Y'all, it's some great things coming our way that we have not seen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am.
Say with God. We're going to be amazed. We're going to be astounded.
Hello, amen.
Mm-hmm. He's going to blow our mind. And we're going to all we're going to do is say is, woo, praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Lord.
My God.
I want to see those. I want to see those great and mighty things that he's going to do.
God, they will.
He didn't
Hallelujah.
Just say it once.
Hallelujah.
He didn't just say it once. He said it twice.
Yes, yes.
He said it many times, as a matter of fact. He said, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard.
Amen.
My God. I'm waiting. I'm grieved over this terrible situation. My spirit is grieved. But you know what? I'm encouraged at the same time because I realize I'm going to encounter some of these type of situations.
Yeah.
And I'm leaning and depending and I'm trusting in God on how to handle that, how to deal with it. Because God didn't just tell, Jesus just didn't tell him that you know you need to sell them all. He loved him first, so he had to tell him. And obviously that was the one thing that was holding him back. He was too proud of his possession to let go of. There's no place for pride in the kingdom.
No.
Humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Except you become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of God. Woo, I thank God for this opportunity again. I'm going to close it out. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I thank God for each one of you. I thank God for every listening person. And for those who are going to be listening at a later date, I pray that this word will minister to you, that it will pierce your ears, that it will open your eyes, it will give you a whole new view of what eternal life is all about, of for living for the Lord, of for casting all your cares upon him. or for casting down everything and making the decision to follow him, realizing that he owned all things, including you.
Amen.
He paid the price for you, that you may be redeemed back to God and not lost in your sin.
Amen.
Oh, I thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
I thank you.
Amen. We're going to have an invitation to Christian discipleship. I want to play the God of Another Chance, because, hey, without the, if it wasn't for God, you don't know where we'd be. And then we will have invitation to Christian discipleship. Pastor Ron, would you do that after the song plays? The invitation to discipleship and welcome the family. Thank you. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
It would not be right for us to leave this place.
That's right.
Come on.
And not give someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. It's a simple act of faith.
Right.
To confess that you are lost,
Lord,
and you need a Savior.
Yes.
Come trusting, come believing. But come. Don't put it off. Do it right now.
Yes.
As the choir sings.
Yes. My Lord.
I have grown contrary to your will and to your way, and I made mistakes, seem like I make them every day. Some people say that we serve the God of a second chance, but since I met that one up so long ago, I'm glad he forgives me again. And in song in me, I'm a
Yes. So glad.
My God, you Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, Master. Love you more than I love living. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Pastor Williamson and all of Steam hosts, everybody. But for you all out there tonight that don't know Jesus, if your life is going down a dead-end road and there is no out, it's time to turn around. If I were you going down a dead-end road, no out, I would make a change. I would change my life from what I know as carnality and commandments of men, and I would come and be a witness for Christ, and I would become a part of the endless light through righteousness and peace. Come to the fountain where you could have living waters where you won't thirst no more. Come where all of your needs can be met at one single moment. Come where your mind can be purged, the conscious from dead works. Come where your soul can be connected with your mind, and your mind led by the Holy Spirit, and wisdom leadeth your body, that you may present it a living sacrifice unto God. Come where with your mind is led by the Spirit, your soul is jointed with the Spirit, then wisdom leadeth you with the knowledge that you have from the Spirit of truth. And then you have life, which is Jesus. And then when you have Jesus, you got God. God, life in God. God breathed the breath of life in man's nostril. He became a living soul. So come, bring your soul, and let it be connected from within you to God. But you must come first, and you must make a decision that's going to affect you for the rest of your life. And that decision is, I'd rather have Jesus.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Jesus. I make him my choice.
Mm-hmm.
Make Jesus your choice tonight. And in so doing, you become a part of that family of the endless life.
Yeah.
While you live here upon the earth. While you live here upon the earth. Remember the scripture says, 6 and 10 of Matthew, thy kingdom come will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So come now. You can come now. You can come now. Like the prodigal son, you can come now. Like the beggar for 38 years, you can come now. And then whosoever will out there, if you've been worshiping an idol, if you've been in a cult, and if you've been under the domination of Lucifer, you can come.
Well,
you can come, but you got the will to come. You got to want to come.
Yeah.
You got to do like the prodigal son. Get tired of the hogs then. You gotta come and let God make you a part of the endless life family, which is brought about through righteousness and peace. You that are in sin and you've been there a long time, I know what's wrong with you, and I know the shape that you're in. You're tired. You're tired, and you're running out of options. Options have gone out of your mind. You're just tired and stalemate. You're in a good place, though, for Jesus to bring you to a new creature. I know you done lived out there 40 years partying and dissing, swinging and dinging, but now you've come to that point where that's not satisfying to your soul. Your soul is not satisfied. Now, here's what you do. You make a decision, because the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. You got to will it. You got to want it. You got to make this your thing. because you're tired now, and you feel like you're running out of time. Well, don't run out of time. Become a new creature in time. Don't worry about running out of time, but become a new creature in time while you still have time. Now, it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Millions have already come, and I'm one of them. But still, there's room for one or two more. Mm-hmm. There's room for some more. So as Pastor Betty has preached the endless life message on tonight, y'all got to do is now make a choice. Make a choice. Mm-hmm. Turn away from the commandments of carnalistic man and come on to the new creature of Jesus Christ. The doors are open, been open, and they're going to forever be open. So come on now. While you have time and while you still have life, that breath of life that God breathed into your nostrils and you became a living soul, he sanctified you the day that he rested on the seventh day. Now come on, show him that you appreciate what he's done for you. Show God you appreciate it. Show him you're not going to sit there and let the devil just dismantle what he's created so beautifully, wonderfully. So come on, wherever you are, you've been playing the fool, and everybody have played the fool. But come on now, and give up the foolishness and come be wise, because there is a cry that will be made in your one day midnight. And that midnight could be in the morning, it could be noon, it could be day. It could be an evening, but whenever it happens, you want to meet the bridegroom prepared. You want to meet him prepared. How do you do that? The Bible says the wise virgins took oil, extra oil with them in case the lantern burned out. They had more oil they could put back in it and started back to burning again. So that extra oil is the life that you have intimacy with God and build up the intimacy with God. Build up the intimacy with God. And then after a while now, you're matured through righteousness and peace in the word of the Lord. So you're operating as an endless life saint, true worshiper. Come on now. Come on, let it be said today in history. Make history. See, I'm coming from an old creature to a new creature. Make history in your life today, and let the history that you make in your life today be a change forever, but you'll have eternal life. That's what your history has made. You come from damnation and you come from following the ways of man. Now you're going to make history a new creature in Christ. God bless you. God bless you. The table is spread. And it ain't empty. Mm-hmm. There is some food on the table. Come on and feast in the presence of the Lord and then feast with him forever. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I don't know if you all are back out there in the backside or just where you are in the worldwide listening audience, but if you heard Pastor Ron, you know, you were more than welcome to call in at 845-241-9985 to give your life over to Christ or just where you were. You know, didn't say you have to come into the church to give your life to Christ. You can be out there in the desert, on the water, on a ship, just anywhere you are, in the sun, you know, in the snow, in the Antarctica, in the South Pole. It could be in Dubai. It doesn't matter where you are. If you just want, you know, you need to answer that door when he knocks. So the plea was gone out to each and every one of you. So since nobody has called in or anything or entered into the chat room, we will now go into Holy Communion, led by Pastor Betty and Apostle Chris. So have your sacrament together, your wine, your water, your bread, crackers, so we can get ready for communion. Thank you.
Amen. We thank and we praise God. Like Brother Ron said, we don't have to be in a terrible situation.
Amen.
Amen. I'm giving you time to get your your communion together.
Yes.
Good idea. You're from the old school. You say sacrament.
Hey, I'm old. I'm older than all y'all put together. So yes, I started receiving my Medicare. So I don't care. I still love y'all. I don't care how y'all see me. I know y'all love me. So I'm not worried at all. That's what we call sacraments, or what else do they call them? Elements, sacraments, elements, whatever you want to call it. You know,
sacraments.
Sacrament.
What now?
Yes. Nope. Folks used to call it sacrament. But
the Lord's Supper.
The Lord's Supper. Okay, the broken body.
Yeah.
Okay. The shed blood. I know.
But on that faithful day when Jesus was with his disciples, he said, "You won't eat again with me until we eat anew." He touched the bread, he lifted it, he blessed it, he broke it, and they ate. He took the cup, pretending to be a glass of wine. He lifted it, he blessed it, and they drank it.
Yes. Yeah.
I told y'all to get ready. I wasn't even ready. Amen.
And the Bible says, after they finished eating this,
yeah,
after they finished eating their communion, they sung a hymn and marched out.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
See how you do me? I still love y'all anyway. You gonna see me? All right. That's all right. It's all in love. It's all in love. It's all in love, but that's okay. I know it was the blood.
I know it was the blood.
This was for me, because that's what he said after he took the sacrament. You know, that's okay. Here you go.
I know, yeah. Without a shadow of a doubt, I know it was the blood for me. Come on and give him some praise. Come on and give him some praise. I know it was the blood.
Put your hands in the air and say, I know it was the blood.
there somebody to get happy in here? Yeah. Yes, it was the blood. Come on, give him some praise. Come on and give him a praise in here. Come on. How many know it was the blood? Put those things about hands together and say, I know it was the blood.
We're going to stand for our announcements. Sister Betty and Brother Apostle, do you have any announcements?
I have a couple of announcements here. Mm-hmm. If you're in the Little Rock, Arkansas area, just remember mm-hmm. that's the third Saturday in each month. We do go out and feed and minister to the whole man. Amen. Those who are less fortunate Amen. Than we are. I never say the homeless because there's some people that have homes, but they're hungry mm-hmm. or they're in need of yeah. hot meals for themselves and their family. Yeah. And so, again, we're set up downtown across from the Salvation Army at Markham and Cross. And we're ministering, praying for individuals. We're feeding. Several of them have asked us for clothing, and so we're going to start beginning a clothing drive because, Amen. As you know, they move from location to location, and often they can't take everything with them. Sometimes mm-hmm. they have to move mm-hmm. so expedient because of the city's requirements here of where they stay, and they say the mess they make and all of that. And so many times they have to move so expediently, they leave items mm-hmm. behind. So when they get to their next location, Amen. They have nothing to keep right. them warm, right. nothing for clean clothes to put on. There are places mm-hmm. that allow them to shower. So mm-hmm. we're going to start a clothing drive and be able to hand out clothes as well. We already do the hygiene products. Pray with us. Join in with us if you're in the Little Rock area. It's 3 p.m. on the mm-hmm. third Saturday mm-hmm. in every month. Markham and Cross, downtown Little Rock. The third week in this month on that previous, on the Sunday following, I will be speaking at Noah's Ark in the okay. pastor, the leader, angel of that house is Elder Nancy Branch, and they're having a program regarding the multiple roles that women play. And so I've been asked to be one of their keynote speakers, so I'll be in the house there at 3 p.m. I think that's Sunday, I want to say it's August 20th, but we'll have another service mm-hmm. between then and now, and I will get you guys the exact date. And then this month, also on August 26th, we'll be celebrating Pastor Apostle Chris's 64th birthday.
Amen.
He'll be turning 64 on August 23rd. So we're going to be meeting at Elegant Creations Event Center. Again, if you're in the Little Rock area, if you have not received an invite and you're in Little Rock, expect for one to show up in your box. Amen. We want kingdom. We want the kingdom to come together and, you know, let's all gather together and meet. Let's have the table set for a feast, and let's fellowship and enjoy the Lord and wish Pastor Chris a happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday early, Pastor Apostle Chris. Okay, thank you. Wonderful sermon, of course, as always. Always got
to God be the glory.
I appreciate it. Yes.
God be all
so
the
thank
glory.
You so much. A troubling situation, subtext, a grave mistake taken from Mark 10:17-27. Reverend Carolyn, do you have any announcements? Do you want to say anything to Pastor?
Amen. I can't think of any at this given moment.
Okay.
Lord, I wish I was in Little Rock, Arkansas.
I know, huh?
I love doing outreach. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
That's in her ministry. That is her ministry.
I just do what I do up here, and it's hard to get some participators, but I just be me. Glory to God. I just go on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was in the group. I'm in the department store, and I was singing, I know it was the blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the way they do it in Washington, right?
Yes.
Ain't no shame
yes.
in my game. I don't care where I'm at. Glory
no.
to God.
Mm-mm.
Amen.
No.
Amen.
Mm-mm. Not at all. That's too funny.
But no, I'm having it now. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Reverend Ron,
we have
Pastor Don on the line. So do you have any announcements, Pastor Don?
I'm gravy. Everybody did a great job. Blessings to the whole listening audience. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Good
thank
to hear
you,
your voice,
you.
Reverend
thank
Don.
You.
Amen.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm here.
My
kids are gone. My wife's gone. Everybody's gone. I'm focusing on the show. I'm totally focusing on
okay.
the show, but I'm on me.
Okay.
Where's Reverend Don from? I'm sorry. Where is he located?
I'm in Mesa, Arizona. I'm right here.
You're
in Arizona.
Praise God. Amen.
Yes,
ma'am. Amen.
Mesa, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot there. Like he, that's where he is. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my announcements are the normal. Of course, Tuesday and Thursday we have Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Are we going to have Bible study? Are we going to start Bible study back up, my people?
I say yes, but
mm-hmm.
do we have an instructor?
Somebody was supposed to be the instructor. We won't name any names.
Okay,
but,
well, yes.
I say yes. But I mean, you know.
I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Anytime I get a chance to do anything for the Lord, amen. It gives me, a high like none other. There ain't no high like a Holy Ghost high.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
We can come on there. We can come on there and do a tag team. Hallelujah.
Yes,
let's do that,
Reverend Carolyn.
Lord, put on your heart. You come on, get your 10-15 minute shoot, and you get yours, and I get mine, and Reverend Ron get his. Hallelujah. And then we just piggyback on each other. Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We'll do that.
Audience can get an earful of everybody. Hey.
Amen.
Oh,
I like
right.
that tag team. I like
Hallelujah.
That. Amen.
If we get to speaking in tongue, they'll get a hear of that too. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. He's so funny.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm praying the Lord bless and increase, enhance my prayer life. Glory to God.
Amen.
Oh, man, I'm ready for change. I'm ready for your
mom.
I'm ready to be delivered. Hallelujah. And it's only by the power of God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, can it be done.
Yes.
And those things happen in the supernatural.
Hallelujah.
They happen in the supernatural. That means they defy natural law, science, and everything else. So that's something we're going to be dealing with is when we talk about the God of all possibilities, that we're talking about things happening in the supernatural realm.
Amen.
Amen.
So that is going to happen.
Amen.
So do you all want to start this Wednesday or you want to wait a week?
No, we just started, Pastor.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Bible study.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
Amen.
Let the Lord
y'all lead. Hallelujah.
Hey, just all talk amongst yourself and just we'll go from there. That's fine.
Amen.
Okay. September 22nd through the 24th, M4 Virtual Summit. M4 stands for Men Message Mission Movement. It's men with a message on a mission creating a movement. There are 12 worldwide speakers. They're not just in the States. They are from England, I think from Australia, to somewhere else. So if y'all get a chance to get a ticket, please do so. And you can contact drmonicajackson.com/M4Summit for your tickets. I believe that they're $69 for the, let's see, 22nd, 23rd, for the 3 days. So that's not bad. But they are supposed to be coming on my show on Miss Inez Says, Let's Talk About It. Prior to September, so be looking forward for that. That's going to be wonderful. That's going to be great. And also support Reverend Ron with his music. Purchase his music or listen to it, update it, upgrade it. You know, and so you can listen to him through all music media. He's on everything you can think of: Spotify, Mystify. No, I'm just kidding. But iTunes, Amazon, everything. So anything to do with music, you can find Reverend Ron Marshall or under Ronnie Marshall. And now it's offering time, so you know what to do in offering time. And so if you want to sow a seed to keep me on the air, if you like me, if you don't like me, you don't have to, you know, disperse any digits. That's okay. I still love y'all, but I bet y'all listen. Go to Let's Do It Radio, Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or you can Zell me the telephone number or email. And if you can get in touch with me, give my sister a call and help us to stay on the line with Let's Do It Radio. And, of course, a big old thank you to my worldwide listening audience for joining in and listening into today's service with Pastor Betty Bennett of Harvest Road Ministries International out of Little Rock, Arkansas, for bringing us a troubling situation. Subtext, a grave mistake taken out of Mark 10:17-27. And while we're talking about that, if you have a topic you'd like to talk about, hit me up on listenradio@gmail.com and we can discuss it, and we may be discussing your topic. So we got everything out there. We got all types of platforms to share this on. We have email, Gmail, AOL mail. We have Facebook. We have TikTok. We have live. We have not so live. We have Instagram. We got all those things out there that we can share this message on. So if you care to share, dare to share, so we can get this out there so more people can hear what's going on in the Word and just throughout the week. Again, thank you all for joining in. If you have something on your chest, get it off. Please get it off. And I think we're going to continue with mental health tomorrow unless I come up with another topic. So, and that was mental health for all of us. So self-check 1212, part 5, I believe, is what we're on if we do that. So I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Valcour Design, and hostess for Let's Do It Radio. The words of encouragement, hold on. The words of encouragement for today are, let me get to it. One moment, please. Thank you for holding. I may direct your call. Everything, the good and the bad, pleasure and pain, approval and disapproval, achievements and mistakes, fame and shame, all come and go. Everything has a beginning and an ending, and that's the way it's supposed to be. So that's your encouragement for today. So, you know, if something starts, it's got to end. It can't keep on going. It's got to have an end to something. So when you have a positive and a negative, it all works out together. So we will have benediction and closing prayer by Pastor Benny Bennett from the Harvest World Ministries International. We will close out in prayer, and then we'll end with a song, Jesus Can Fix It. It's in your hands, Pastor Betty. Thank you again for the wonderful words, as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we come tonight to give you the glory. We come to give you the honor. We come to give you the praise. Thank you for humbling us today, Lord God, to receive your word. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us an ear to hear and eyes to see into the spirit realm. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone that is represented here on this call. We thank you for equipping us, empowering us, filling us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, that from this moment on, we will be ambassadors for Christ like never before. As you're going to cause the individuals that we talked about, the type of individuals, to cross our path, we ask, Lord God, that you will let the Holy Spirit lead and guide us into all plain truth of righteousness. We pray, Father God, that through your will that the Spirit of truth will fall on us and overtake us. Father God, we thank you for those who are going to be listening via radio, via the internet, via the chat room, however they listen at this word, whenever they listen to this word, that it will always be a fresh and a right now word unto them, Lord God. Life unto their soul, even unto the marrow of their bones. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you for dispatching your angels of protection around us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving them charge over us to keep us in all of our ways, lest we dash our own foot against a stone, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for taking us to higher heights and deeper depths, that in the end that you may be glorified in all that we do. We come to glorify you, God. We come to edify each other and to encourage and to build up each other, Lord. Let us continue the work that has been started here, that the work that has been installed on the inside of us, Lord God. Give us the strength, the encouragement, the stamina, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to finish it until completion, Lord God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and we all say, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. William. Hey, Jesus is victor.
Trouble in my own way. I have to cry sometimes. So much trouble makes me cry.
Lonely.
Betty Bennett for that wonderful message, a troubling situation, subtext, a grave, what was it? See, now I forgot. I got it. Troubling time, a grave situation. So thank you. Taken from Mark 10:17-27. But the best thing to do is go back and listen after this has aired and then been uploaded, you can get the full story. And just thank everybody else who had joined us on the line, Pastor Carolyn, Ron, Pastor Don, and we had a few other people who I didn't recognize the numbers, but I want to thank them also for that listening ear. So until we meet again on tomorrow evening, stay blessed, stay healthy, stay wealthy, and stay wise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen. Praise God. God bless.
Amen. God bless. You. God
amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everyone of you. Okay. Good night.